Now, last week, I brought you a message on peace with God. We have peace with God. A message of comfort, assurance, and confidence. And I hope that you were blessed by it. Now, today, I want to bring us a message. We need messages like this. A message that calls upon us to examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. As Peter said, give diligence, brethren. Give diligence, great care, to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you'll never fail. And believers don't mind examining the Scriptures and the promises of God and determining whether or not they're in the faith. In fact, we're told to do that every time we come to the Lord's table. It says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat. What's he examining himself for? To find out if he's holy enough? No. If he's worthy? No. He's examining himself to determine if he actually discerns the broken body and shed blood of Christ. Is he really trusting Christ? Is he really believing on Christ? Is he really looking to the Savior? And that's what we're talking about. And my subject today is this. Where faith is found. Where faith is found. And in Luke 18, verse 8, the Scripture says this. Luke 18, verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, that's the Lord Jesus, when the Son of God, who is the Son of Man, when He comes, here's the question. Will He find faith on this earth? When He comes, will He find faith on this earth? Now, one day, a troubled father, a troubled, heartbroken father, brought his desperately ill son to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he said. This son had been critically ill, desperately ill for a long, long time. And this broken-hearted, troubled father brought this young lad to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he said. I brought my son to your disciples, and they couldn't help him. They could not do anything for him. They couldn't help him. Then he said this to the master, but if you can do anything, I brought him to your disciples, and they could do nothing. Now, if you can do something, have compassion on us and help us. And our Lord replied in this fashion, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. My friend, the question, the issue is not what he can do. That's not the issue, what he can do. This father said, if you can do anything, have compassion. Our Lord said, if you can believe, all things are possible to them who believe. He is able. He's able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by Him. He's able to perform all that He promised. That was the basis of Abraham's faith. He said he believed God, not doubting. He believed God, that God was able to do what He promised. He can. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to present you faultless before His throne with exceeding glory. He's able to raise your vile body and make it like His own. The issue is not what He can do. The question is, can you believe? Can you believe? This is what our Lord said to this man. Can you believe? If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. You know what the father replied? You remember what he said? He said, Lord, I do believe. I do believe. And this is my answer. And I trust it's yours. I do believe. I do. Lord, help thou mine unbelief. You know, look at that text again. When the Son of Man cometh, when the Son of Man cometh, Will he find faith on this earth? He has come. He came into our world in the flesh. The scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came. He came in the fullness of time. God sent his Son into the world, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were made or born under the law. So he came. When the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? He came. And he not only came in the flesh, but he came in the gospel. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation that to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. The very holiness of God, acceptance for sinners, is revealed in the gospel. He came, the Son of Man, came into the world in the flesh, and he came in the gospel. Paul said in Hebrews, the gospel was preached to those fellows back in the wilderness, but it didn't profit them. Why? It wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. So I'm asking this. When the Son of Man comes, and he has come, will he find faith in me and in you? When he comes to us in the gospel, is the gospel heard? Is it received? Is it believed? And I'll tell you, he comes in the person of his Spirit. He said, I'll send the Holy Spirit into the world. I'll send my Spirit into the world. And he'll convict this world of sin and of righteousness and of unbelief. Sin, righteousness, and judgment, because they believe not on me. And then one day, I'll tell you this, he's going to come. He's going to come for you, and he's going to come for me and take us out of this world. Just like he came through the land of Egypt at midnight and struck down the firstborn. He's coming. He's coming. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and get you and receive. When he comes, will he find faith? That's the question. When he comes, he came in the flesh. He came in the Word. He came in the power of his Spirit. And that's what I'm doing on this program and have for 20 years now. Preaching the gospel of God's grace. Preaching the gospel of the Savior who came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And it doesn't matter what you think of me. It doesn't matter how I appear to you or how I look or whether we have different settings here. It's not the setting. It's not the preacher. It's not the impression I make. It's the gospel. It's the message. It's the truth. He came. And I'll tell you this, he's coming again to destroy this world. He's coming to establish a new heaven and new earth and to judge this world. God hath appointed a day in which he's going to judge this world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he gave assurance to the whole world in that he raised him from the dead. Christ was crucified on that cross and buried by the hands of men and raised by the power of God. And God said when he raised him, here's my fellow, here's my man, here's my righteousness, here's my Redeemer, here's my Messiah, here's my King, Lord and Christ. Now, do you believe? When he comes, will he find faith? Do you believe on the Son of God? Our Lord healed a man of blindness, who had been blind all his life. And when he found him later, he said, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And the man said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe? Tell me who he is. Tell me. Well, I'm going to give you several things about faith. Several things. I believe I can help us with this matter of faith. Will he find faith? I'm going to tell you where faith is found. What is the results? Where faith is found. First of all, where true faith is found, it's the gift of God. Did you know that? Where true faith is found, it's the gift of God. It's the work of God. Listen to Ephesians 2. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Faith is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. For it's God who worketh in you, both to will, to desire, to believe, and to do of His good pleasure. By grace are you saved. By God's grace, by His free, sovereign grace, are you saved? Through faith, and that not of yourselves. Faith is not the product of the natural heart. Faith is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, because we're His workmanship. And we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Philippians 1:29 says this, For unto you it is given, in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but to suffer for His sake. Where you find faith, you find the work of God. You find the gift of God. You find the power of God. This is what Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. He said, I know you're God's elect, because our gospel didn't come to you in word only. It came to you in power. It came to you in the Holy Ghost. It came to you in much assurance. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, Looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith. What's an author? An author is the person with whom the book originates. He's the writer. There'd be no book without him. There'd be no book. What's an author? It's a painter that painted a picture. There'd be no picture without him. And Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. It's His work. We're His workmanship. I can't take any credit or glory for anything I am or know or have or ever hope to be. It's the gift of God. Where you find faith, you find God. Working in mighty power. Great, listen to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Great is the mystery of God. God was manifest in the flesh, seen of the angels, justified in the Spirit, believed on in the world. To find a person who believes God is as great a miracle as the incarnation of God Almighty in human flesh. That's what that verse says. Ranking right along with the coming of Christ into this world is the coming of the Spirit of God into a human heart. Bringing faith. That's the reason the disciples said to our Lord one day, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. So where you find faith, it's the gift of God. Not of works. It's the work of God. Not our work. And secondly, where faith is found, it's the mark and evidence of divine election. If a man believes God and chooses God, it's because God chose him. Our Lord said that to His own inner circle, to the 12 disciples. He said, You didn't choose me. Which of you chose me? I chose you. We love Him because He first loved us. Our love is in response to His. It's a product of His love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts for the Holy Spirit. Now listen to this statement. Where you find a person who loves Christ, you find a person whom Christ loved first. Herein is love, not that we love God. He loved us and gave His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. We love Him because He first loved us. He said in Jeremiah 31, the Lord said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. How long have you loved God? Well, not very long, since He revealed Himself to me. But He said, I've loved you forever. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you. Listen to this statement. Where you find a person who comes to Christ. And we do. We're to whom coming? We're continually coming to Christ. We came to Him, we're still coming. We shall come. We repented, we shall repent. We're still coming to Christ. And where you find a person who comes to Christ, you find a person who was drawn to Christ by the Father. Listen to John 6:44. No man cometh unto me except my Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. It's written in the Scripture, and they're all taught of God. He that heareth my word and learneth of me cometh unto me. No man can come to me except my Father draw Christ. So if you find one who has come to Christ, it's because the Father drew him to Christ. All that my Father giveth me, they'll come to me. And listen to this statement. And where you find a person who continues in the faith and continues to believe, and this is something that we experience throughout our lives, is people leaving the church and leaving the fellowship and like Demas of old, departing. Demas hath forsaken us, having loved this present world. And John said something in 1 John about it. He said, they went out from us, but they weren't of us. If they'd been of us, they wouldn't have gone out from us. They would have stayed with us. But where you find a person who continues in the faith, listen to me now. Person that continues all his life or her life in Christ, continues in the faith, you find a person who's kept by the Father. The Scripture says we are kept by the power of God through faith. Not apart from faith. We're kept by the power of God through faith. And it says in Philippians, he that hath begun a good work. Paul says, I'm confident of this. He that hath begun a good work in you will finish it in the day of Christ Jesus. That's right. Where you find faith, it's the work of God. Where you find faith, it's the mark of God's elect, God's chosen. And thirdly, where you find faith, you find life, spiritual life. Where you find faith, listen to me, you find spiritual life. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. You hear a lot of talk about the new birth. Well, it's essential. You must be born again. But the new birth is not something you do, something God does. We're born of God, born not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of a friend, and not of natural genealogy, bloodlines. We're born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, and isn't that what I'm talking about? Believing God, believing Christ, trusting Christ. Well, everybody who believes on Christ is born of God. He is born of God. He's not alive because he believes. He believes because he's alive. Where you find faith, where you find a person believing God, you find a person who's been born again. Here's a baby born into the world. That baby sees, that baby hears, that baby cries. That baby seeks the breast of its mother and loves its mother. There has to be life before there can be those things. The baby doesn't have life. He's not born because he sees. He sees because he's born. He doesn't hear. He's not born because he hears. He hears because he's born. He doesn't seek his mother's breast for nourishment. He's not born because he does that. He does that because he's alive. And life is the gift of God. So we're born again by the Spirit of God. We're born again by the seed of the Word of God. We're born again by the power of God. And all who are born again see Christ, hear Christ, love Christ, believe Christ, and seek Christ because they're alive. Where you find faith, you find a person born of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God, has already been born of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. And whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he's born of God. All right, fourthly, where faith is found, listen to this, where faith is found, true Israel is found. There's a whole lot of talk about Israel, Israel, Israel. The Old Testament's full of Israel. But that Israel is a type of true Israel. True Israel is the people who've been born of God, who believe on Christ. Now listen, Romans 2. He's not a Jew which is one outwardly. He is a Jew which is one inwardly. Circumcision is not of the flesh, it's of the heart. Galatians 3:7 says, do you not know that they which are of faith, they are the children of Abraham? The people over in Lebanon and Gaza and Jerusalem, they're not the seed of Abraham. They're not the sons of Abraham. They're not the children of Abraham. They're the descendants of Abraham by flesh. I'm a son of Abraham. You're a son of Abraham. Listen again. Do you not know that they which are of faith, faith in Christ, they are the children of Abraham? Galatians 3:16 says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. I hear people talking about God's promise the Holy Land and the world to the Jews through Abraham. God promised the kingdom to the seed of Abraham. S-E-E-D, singular, not plural. Listen, not to seeds, as of many, but to seed, which is Christ. Galatians 3:16. Let me read it again. Now to Abraham and his seed. Who's that? Every believer. We're children of God by faith. We're children of Abraham by faith. To Abraham and his seed, singular, were the promises made. All the promises of life, everlasting life, inheritance. Not to seeds, as of many, but to seed, which is one, Christ. And if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. You see that? Paul said, we're true Israel, who worship God in the Spirit, who rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. That's Israel. All Israel shall be saved. Folks across the sea who do not believe the Word of God, who do not believe Christ, they may be fleshly descendants of Abraham, but they're not children of Abraham, not children of God, and they're not Israel. God's going to set up a kingdom, but it's not some earthly kingdom down here where Jerusalem's rebuilt and the temple's rebuilt and the sacrifices are offered. Christ has already come and fulfilled all of that. The new kingdom, the heavenly kingdom, is the kingdom of true Israel. He's not a Jew which is one outwardly. He's a Jew which is one inwardly, by faith in Christ. And all who believe and of faith, they're the children of Abraham. That's true Israel. Now, fifthly, where you find faith, obedience is found. Obedience to Christ in heart and life. You can't separate faith and conduct. You cannot separate belief and obedience. If a man's in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. To love Christ is to love His Word. To love Christ is to love His law. To love Christ is to love His people. To love His commandments. Paul, writing to that church at Thessalonica, he said he gave thanks for those people. He thanked God for them. And he said, I remember your works of faith. And faith, if it's genuine, has works, good works, kind works, works of charity. And I remember your labor of love. Can a man love God, not love others? Can a man love Christ, not love his people? John says he can't. How can he love God whom he hasn't seen and not love his brother whom he has seen? To love is to give. To love is to forgive. To love is to serve. Paul says to this church at Thessalonica, I know about your works of faith. I know about your labors of love. And I know about your patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. They continue. True believers continue. Continue in faith. Continue in obedience. Now listen. And where true faith is found, there will be a confession of Christ. There will be an open confession of Christ. I don't believe the Lord has any secret disciples. Do you? I just don't believe that. I don't believe. He said, if you confess me before me, I'll confess you before the Father. If you deny me, I'll deny you. I do not believe our Lord has any secret disciples. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus to be Lord, and believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So faith is the gift of God. Faith is the work of God. Faith is the life of God. Faith is a characteristic of the children of God. And faith is obedient and walks in godliness. And faith confesses Christ. You know, Abel confessed Christ by offering a true sacrifice. Enoch confessed Christ. He walked with God. Noah confessed Christ. He built the ark. Abraham confessed Christ. He offered his son. That's confessing Christ. How do you confess Christ? In the heart, to receive him as Lord, to identify with his people, to follow him in believer's baptism, and to confess him daily in my walk and in my talk and in my attitude, in my conversation, in my character. To be unkind to others is not confessing Christ. To be selfish and not to forgive others, that's not confessing Christ. Husbands and wives who are unkind to one another, that's not confessing Christ. To confess Christ is to walk with him in obedience and love and holiness. When the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? Will he find faith?